صدد أمر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
يا رب صل على محمد وعلى
آل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيد بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين الآن إلى يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercies upon you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long lives with his bounties and remove all kind of calamities from you. Today we are starting a new series of lectures. The topic for today is depression. Surah Zumar, chapter 39 and verse number 58. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O my servants, do not be oppressor upon yourself. اپنے نفس پر اسراف نہ کرو اپنے نفس پر ظلم نہ کرو. What is اسراف? When we are using something beyond the limits, more than what is required, so then that is called اسراف. So in many verses in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. For the people, eat and drink. But in eating and in drinking, do not do israf. Do not waste the things, or do not do overeating or over drinking, or sometimes something that is not allowed. And if we are eating or if we are drinking, that is also israf. Because something that is not necessary or something that is harmful for us, and if still we are using, it means we are doing israf upon ourselves. And israf, in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Someone who is doing israf, who is wasting the things, or who is crossing the limits, or who is not taking the recommended precautions, so it means he is musrif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who are musrif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Anyone who is wasting or who is doing israf, or anyone who is oppressor for himself, for his soul, for his body, for his health, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love. Mean Allah loves those people who are following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So practically, if we ponder upon ourselves, majority of the diseases are due to our foods. food habits, what we are eating, what we are drinking, what we are not eating, what we are not drinking. So most of the diseases are related or dependent upon the foods. So if people are having heart diseases, ultimately that goes back to the food. If people are having cancers or lung cancers, or you can say digestive system cancer, again, majority of the diseases goes back to the food or food habits. And again, majority of the cancers are provoked by the alcohol. Those people who are alcoholics, so this alcohol creates some cells and then the cancer cells are produced. So that this alcohol is producing the pathogens or the pathologic cells which are creating the cancer cells. So different diseases, and sometimes, you know, we have physical diseases, we have psychic diseases, psychotic diseases, psychiatric diseases. So these different kind of diseases, most of the diseases are related with our habits of food and habits of drinking. Sometimes we are eating more, then we are getting diseases. Some diseases we are not eating what is the requirement of our body, then we are getting some diseases. Sometimes we are drinking some special drinks which are haram or which are not allowed, so then we are getting diseases. So if we do not do israf in our eating and our drinking habits, so we can keep ourselves healthy. If we will not control our habits, eating habits, drinking habits, so then automatically we are doing israf. And when we are doing israf, so Allah is saying, "Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim." All the people, do not be oppressor upon yourself. Do not do israf. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. And for example, if you do israf or you are getting some diseases, then there is no need to be hopeless. There is no need to be sad. There is no need to be depressed. There is no need to be anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first category are those people who are taking precautionary measures, who are eating and drinking as have been prescribed or has been advised or suggested. So most of the people, if they follow the Islamic rules, they are not getting a lot of diseases. So that is the precautionary. But if sometimes people are getting some diseases, then Allah says, so if you are sick, you are sick. So then it does not mean you should be sad, you should be depressed, you should be anxiety, and you think you are now going to die. No, until you have the life, so you need to enjoy your life. So then what should you do? Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. So do not be hopeless from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created or produced or made a lot of remedies, a lot of medicine, lot of herbs, lot of foods, by the help of which you can control your diseases. So there is no need to be hopeless. And you know, when we are not obeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if in eating foods or drinking the things, so then it means we are doing some sins. Usually we have prescribed sins, major sins, or we know there are some sins. But in eating and drinking, usually we are not considering, we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although this is mustahab. Some things is haram to eat or haram to drink, that is clear guna. But in rest of the things which are permitted to eat, permitted to drink, then still there are limits. And if we are crossing the limits, we are doing israf, and that is also guna. So Allah says, "Innallah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia." So do not be hopeless. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you disobey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will forgive you. And also He has produced a lot of remedies, lot of treatments, lot of medicine, lot of people are there to help you. There are spiritual healers, there are physical doctors, there are different types of doctors who are treating the people, treating their diseases. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made different type of things which can help us. So there's no need to be hopelessness. There's no need to be depressed. So usually, especially in this country, a lot of people are getting depressed. And especially depression is twice as in the woman as compared to the men. And mainly, why the depression is more in the ladies, so that is due to their hormonal things. So ladies have different kinds of hormones, or their amount or quantity, and some hormones they have more as compared to the gents. So that's why, due to those hormones, especially every month they have to face the menses. And in menses there's lot of ups and downs of hormones, and especially the gents, during those days when ladies are having menses, we need to be more patient. Gents need to be more patient, more cool and calm. Why? Due to the hormonal upsets, usually ladies are emotional. They are irritated. So there is a maximum possibility during those days. There should be some behavioral changes, or maybe sometimes some ups and downs between the behaviors. So if the gents are cool and calm during those days, so they can support their ladies during those days, and in this way we can help them, they should not get depressed. But when their hormones are ups or down, and if there are a lot of other irritating things from our behaviors, so then these things provoke depression in ladies double as compared to the gents. And the sign and symptoms in ladies are different from the gents. So those people who are depressed, usually they are feeling helplessness or hopelessness. The other thing is the people are losing their interest in their daily activities. For example, people, they do not like to go to the job, or whatsoever the people are doing in their daily lives, so they do not like to carry on their activities. So some people, they lose their appetite, or the weight changes. Some people, they reduce the weight, some people, they put on the weight. So the weight changes are also there, and sleeping pattern also being changed. So usually those people who are depressed, they cannot have the proper sleep. Or some people even, they are unable to sleep at all. Or some people, they sleep too much. So sleep patterns are also changed, and the weight changes are there. The next sign in the depressed people, that is anger. People are angry, they are more irritated, and loss of energy. When people are active, they think they have energy, so they are going to do work. They are active, they are playing, they are happy, they are jolly, and they are having good life, nice life. But when they are depressed, so they think they do not have any energy to talk with the people, to be happy, to be active, to work different things. The other sign, that is self-loathing. People, they feel guilty. They think they are useless in this society. They cannot do anything. They cannot help anyone. Even people, they don't like them, or people, they do not consider their opinion and these things. So having this kind of feeling and reckless behavior, people sometimes, especially in the gents, this reckless behavior, people start to do the dangerous sports or dangerous things. Depressed, especially the depressed teenagers, they can do these things, and concentration problems are also there. People start to lose their memory, or they cannot focus, or they are also very weak in decisions, or memory loss. Another thing is the unexplained aches and pains. So sometimes they will say they have headaches, sometimes backache, sometimes different kinds of pains people will have more as compared to their life before depression. So these are different signs and symptoms. If any of us is having any one of these or two of these, it does not mean we are depressed. But if we are having most of these signs, it means then we should consider there is something wrong. So if we are having these signs, we are having loss of appetite or weight changes or sleep changes or loss of interest or different kind of irritable moods, so then we can consider maybe there is something wrong. And if there is something wrong, so why these signs and symptoms are produced? Usually there are some risk factors, there are some causes. And what are those causes? One of them, that is the loneliness. When people are not living with the family, they are all alone, no one is there to help them, to talk with them, to share the things with them, or to have the good words, or beautiful words with each other. So then usually when people are feeling alone, so during loneliness, they develop depression. The other causing factor, that is the lack of social support. And the next one is the some stress, maybe due to death of someone, or maybe the marital life, divorce, or different kind of stress, or sometimes job loss. So there are different kinds of stress. If the people, they have some stress, then they can develop the depression. And sometimes some people, they have family history. As a whole in their family, majority of the people, they get depressed very soon. This is another reason, sometimes financial reason, sometimes especially in the child, if the child is being abused, maybe in school, maybe teachers, maybe class fellows, maybe different reason, or alcoholic people, they can get depressed, or drug abuse. So these are different reasons. So we have to, if we are having these signs, so we have to go for the cause. What is the cause? And all these causes, for example, loneliness or lack of social support or stresses or family problems or marital problems, financial problems, or child abuse or alcohol or the drug abuse. So if we go all for all these causes, already Islam has given solution for these things. Islam says, if there is some yatim, some orphan, so always you should be kind. Islam says, every child is your child. Behave every child like your child, and always come with sympathies and with love towards the children. So if we are having good relations, our sympathies, our love, loving behavior with the children, in family, in society, in community, so hopefully none of the child will get, or teenager will get any problem. So whenever the husband and wife, they are married and they are having problems, so that's why Islam has provided the counseling things. Islam says, and get involved, your scholars, your family members, your elders, and in especially the followers of Ahlul Bayt. Doing nikah is very easy. Getting married is very easy. Getting divorce is very, very hard. It is really difficult. There are a lot of conditions to be fulfilled, and then someone can get divorced. And divorce is one of the reasons of depression. So Islam says, before going to that point, come towards counseling and get involved. Maybe the first thing is the husband and wife, they should sit like good people, like good believers, and they should talk and remove the issues themselves. If they are unable, then their elders, their family members, or their scholars, or some experts, or some consultant can help them. So in this way, we can remove the marital issues from each other. Or if sometimes some people, due to death or due to some other problem, they are in stress, as a community, we should come forward, we should help them. That's why it is highly recommended, when someone is sick, we need to visit them. We need to visit the sick people. Islam promotes the culture of visiting each other. So when sisters and brothers in Iman, they are visiting each other, it means no one will feel that he or she is alone. So when we are having good friends, when we are visiting each other, when we are there to share the problems with each other, when we are there to provide our shoulder to pick up some of the responsibility and difficulties of our sisters and brother and imam, so then no one will think that he is useless or he has no one to be there. And in this our community, we should go beyond our families. We should not think, this is not my family member, so why should I talk with him or why should I help him? So, first of all, as a, those who are followers of all that, we are one community and we should think and we should consider each other, our sister and brother, and we should come forward to help each other. And even beyond this, anyone who is our neighbor, anyone who is living in our town, anyone who knows even in other town, and if we are there to help them, we must help them, even if they are not Muslim, even as a whole, anyone who is a human being. So, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, so when he wrote his letter to Malik Ashtar, when he was governor, appointed by Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, governor of Egypt, he said, so all of the people, they are your brother, either in iman or even in mankind. So everyone is our brother. So as much as is possible for us, and we know, we have the information, and wherever we can be helpful, we need to come forward and help each other. And in this way, we are able to help our sister and brother. None of the person from our community, from our relatives, from our sisters and brothers should be depressed. So there are different causes, and we should go forward to help them to remove the causes. When there is no cause, and inshallah, then people will not have any problem. So there are different types of depression. So when there are clinical issues, or there are consultants, they can give different medicines. And mainly this depression things, a majority of the time people are unable to resolve their issue, to cure the problem with medicine. So mainly that is the social issue. These are the people who are living around who can help the depressed people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. As Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. So mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. Anyone who has problem, so we should welcome as sisters and brothers, we should come forward, and wherever we can help each other, we have to provide the support. And this saying of Allah, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. So mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to us in the shape of our sisters and brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy is unseen. Who is coming to help us? Usually one of our sister and brother. And this is Allah who is putting the idea in the heart of someone, in the brain of someone, to stand up and to go and to help someone. And then sometimes words of some people are curing the other people. Sometimes some tips are curing the other people. Sometimes behaviors are changing and curing the people. So whatever we can do, we have to do to make a healthy society among ourselves. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والارض ذا الجلال والاكرام رب الارباب واله كل موضوع وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم الحسين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
آله ابن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الزهراء سيدة النساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد. على الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد. وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر. وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم اعجل ظهورا انهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونسمي أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us, for the people, always take care of yourself, help yourself. This life, this time, this is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect yourself, respect your life, respect your lifespan. And whatever you can restore for your future, try now. Time is limited. No one knows how many days and how many years are left from his or her departure. Once we have left this world, then the chapter of action will be closed. So last night I received a text message from a sick friend, but that was a nice text I would like to share with you. That message started like this: watch your thoughts, they become words. Whatever we are thinking, and when we are speaking, actually first we are thinking and then we are speaking. Watch your thoughts, they become words. And watch your words, they become actions. And watch your actions, they become habits. And watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, that is your destiny. Whatever is our character, our action, our word, that is our future. And this is the character which will remain alive among the history, among the mankind for centuries after centuries. Hussain alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
So 14th century ago, he presented a character. He said words, he had a thought, his words, his action, his characters, everything is alive. And there was Yazid, his words and his character, that is also alive. But now, who loves Yazid and who loves Hussain? So majority of the mankind is with Hussain alayhi salam, because that is the real character. That is the character of mankind. That is the character for everyone. So this is also for us. We all will die, but we will live here, so that is our character. And historian will calculate and will analyze where did we stand, what was our character, did we follow the right path, or did we follow our own lusty desires. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be his true servant. We should try to leave a character which should be loved by the mankind, which should also be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a feeling, this is a sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to everyone. We love, we have heart, we have feeling, we have emotions. We love the things, we hate the things. And majority of the things we love very much, that is our family, our children, and also our possession and wealth. Why? Because this is the attraction of this world. These are the ornaments of this world. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Al-malu al-banuna zinatul hayati dunya." The wealth, the possession, the money, and your children, your family, that is the ornament of this worldly life. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, "Wa'lamu innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna, wallahu indahu ajrun azim." Oh, the people, you must know, you must remember, your wealth and your children, both are trial for you. Both are fitna, both are trial for you. When Allah is giving you children, when Allah is giving you wealth, at the same time, Allah is giving you duties also. What to teach, what to do, where to use, all these things. So all those who will train and use their wealth and their children according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, "Wallahu indahu ajrun azeem." So next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great reward. Those who are using their wealth, those who are using their children, are training their children, are educating their children to use their time, to use their wealth for the happiness of Allah and in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So definitely they are making a history. Their actions are speaking, and their character is a live character forever. And those who are thinking for themselves and using their children and educating their children to make how much more money they can save and protect and use for themselves and for their own desires. Yes, they will live in this world, but their character will not be alive forever. So there is a beautiful verse said by Allama Iqbal, rahmatullah alayh, "Allah se kare dur to taaleem bi fitna." Because in Quran Allah said, "Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna." So your wealth and your children are fitna. So Allama Iqbal said, "Allah se kare dur to taaleem bi fitna." If your knowledge is taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that is fitna. "Allah se kare dur to taaleem bi fitna. Imlaak bhi aulaad bhi jaagir bhi fitna." Woh tamam ghar, woh tamam imlaak, woh tamam zameenein, woh tamam aulaadein jo Allah se door karein, to woh sab ki sab fitna hai. "Na haq ke liye uthe to shamshir bhi fitna." Jinhone jamal mein talwar uthai, jinhone safin mein Ali ke khilaaf talwar uthai, jinhone Rasulullah ke khilaaf talwar uthai. Talwar to dono ne uthai hui thi. مسلمانوں نے بھی اٹھائی ہوئی تھی, کفار نے بھی اٹھائی ہوئی تھی, لیکن کس نے کس کے لیے اٹھائی ہوئی تھی. مال سب خرچ کرتے ہیں, لیکن کہاں اور کس کے لیے خرچ کرتے ہیں. نہ حق کے لیے اٹھے تو شمشیر بھی فتنہ, شمشیر ہی کیا نعرہ تکبیر بھی فتنہ. صرف تلوار نہیں کہ اگر کوئی تکبیر ٹی وی ہو یا نعرہ تکبیر بھی ہو, تو یہ ڈیپینڈ کرتا ہے کہ نیت کیا ہے, کہاں پہ انسان کس چیز کو استعمال کر رہا ہے. تو اس لیے ہمیں اپنی ہر چیز کو فتنہ کے پرپس کے لیے یوز نہیں کرنا چاہیے, بلکہ نیت یہ ہو کہ ہر چیز اللہ کے لیے ہمیں خرچ کرنی چاہیے. تو آئیے, ہم میں سے کتنے ایسے ہیں کہ جن کے گھر ہیں, ایک ایک ہے, دو دو ہیں, تین تین ہیں, اور اس شہر میں اللہ کا ایک گھر ہے, محمد وال محمد کا ایک گھر ہے. We are making one house of Allah and Muhammad وال محمد علیہ السلام in this city. And some people, you know, if you are not going in your house for 1 week, you are living in a town and you are not going in your house for 1 week, what the people will say about you, what your family will say about you. Is that person a normal person who lives in the town, but he is not going his own house in his own house? And wherever you are, even after midnight when you are coming in your town, straight away the first place where you will go in your house, because you think that is your house. And when Allah says to the people, this world is not for you, these houses are temporary houses, you are just like a guest. But those houses we have made for ourselves, we think these are our houses and forever for our houses. And the houses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any house Allah says that is our house, we are not conceding that is our house. So Allah says, Ala inna buyuti fil ardi al masajid. Allah says, Ala inna buyuti fil ardi, on the land there are my house. And where is my house? Al masajid. Wherever there is a masajid, Allah says that is my house. And Rasulullah says, Al masajid buyut al muttaqin. In another hadith it has been said, Al masjid bayt kull mu'minin. Anyone who is muttaqi, anyone who is mu'min, his house is masjid. But mashallah, for 1 week usually we are not coming in our house. For 2 weeks, for 1 month, even sometime for 6 months, 1 year, we are not coming in our house. So what kind of people we are? We are having his own house, they are living in the same town, but for 1 week, whole week, they are not coming and turning up in their house. Is that house a jail, a prison? Why they are not coming in their house? And that house that is not their house, they love to stay over there. And then, another hadith it has been said, مَلْعُونٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَلَّمْ يُعَكِّرِ الْمَسْجِدِ. And that person is the cursed one. مَلْعُونَ هَا وَشَخْصِ جُو مَسْجِدْ كِي حُرْمَتْ كُو بَرْبَادْ كَرَيْ. Anyone who is insulting the mosque, not loving the mosque, not caring the mosque, not coming in the mosque, this is a kind of insult. You know, when husband and wife, they are living in one house, and they, if they have break up, if they have any problem, and they are not going in one house, it means they are insulting each other. So likewise, anyone who is not coming in mosque, it means he is insulting the mosque. Are those people who are coming in the mosque, are fighting, are making noise, are insulting mosque, that person is mal'oon. So as a whole, we need to respect mosque. We need to love mosque. And last week I requested, this is our trial. Al-malu wal-banuna fitna. This is our trial, this is our test. From our money, from our wealth, how much we can spare for that house? That is house of Allah, that is house of mu'min, that is house of muttaqi. And Allah said, anyone who will make mosque here, he will make house for him in paradise. You know, how muttaqi and mu'min and believer are those people. Zubaydah, when Balul was selling the paradise, Zubaydah believed in his words. Balul was ordinary person. An ordinary person was selling the house and palace in paradise. Zubaydah had believed in him and she bought the house. But we are those people who are not believing in the words of Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, anyone who will make mosque here in this world, Allah will make house for him in paradise. If Zubaydah can believe in Bahlul, why not we cannot believe in Rasulullah and his saying was Sadiq and Ameen? So Alhamdulillah, now mosque and walls are going to be completed, and hopefully in next week we are going to make the roof of the mosque. So please, I requested last week, everyone, the first step is every ethnic person should donate £1,000. And those who have donated already, we have put the list over there. The minimum amount was 5,000, we requested. Few of them, almost 10 people, who donated. And those who have not donated, please make it as soon as possible. Why are you waiting? 5-10 people should come to your house and visit, and then you will give. So at least, as a privilege to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just to make your house in the paradise. 1,000, maybe if you don't have, if you can borrow for your own needs, why not you can borrow for Allah and Rasulullah and Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And those people who have donated last year, so costs to be paid every year. So inshallah, they have donated last year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them more. So they should also consider this year from their homes, from their khairat donation. They should not wait. We gave on it, other people are not given, so why should we give? Those people who are good, Allah is giving them more. This is a chain. People are giving, Allah is giving them more. So those people who have donated last year, 5,000, 10,000, 2,000, 1,000, they should also please consider generously as much as you can give. So this is the house of Allah. This is your house. This is your house in paradise. So please make sure. I think last week I requested the whole week people should give, I think, not more than 2 or 3%. Yesterday, Majlis Ulama President, he came personally, Mawlana Ali Raza, he donated £1,000. So I requested you, I also from my pocket, I have donated 5,000 already and 1,000 again. I am trying to promote this culture. Everyone should try. And those people, I think another person also has donated £1,000. So please make sure as soon as possible. 1,000, not a big deal. We should try our best to donate as much as we can, so that this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our dignity. And this is something when we will die, we will realize what we have donated, that has become in the reality. And in fact, we will see our house after our death. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. فصل لربك وانهار إن شانئك هو الأبتر.